Stadio is gaining more traction in the tertiary education market. The acquisition of Prestige Academy, along with growth in student numbers, has helped boost the private education group's interim earnings, and as a result, revenue grew 38%. But despite this, a dividend will not be paid as the group focuses on its expansion plans and driving to become a multiversity. Company CEO Chris van der Merwe joins us to grade the half-year performance and what it spells for growth moving forward. Thanks so much, Chris, for joining us this evening. So, as I say, a 43% increase in core headline earnings per share, with revenue rising by 38% on the back of a 10% climb in student numbers. What's driving the momentum you're seeing right now? Because the perception is that you're simply leveraging off the lack of capacity at our SA Ivy League universities.
Yes, so Alicia, remember our whole vision is based on the fact that our 26 public universities can only accommodate about 190,000 students, that's first years per annum, whilst 442,000 matriculants actually qualify to enter higher education. So we argue that's the role that we can play, and we see a quite big substantial market in terms of catering for those school leavers that don't get placement at our 26 public universities.
Are you feeling any of the pressure of a struggling economic environment right now?
We are definitely aware of the situation, but then again, Stadio's price points are exactly as those of the state, meaning that an off-campus student currently pays about 20,000 rand per annum, and for an on-campus experience you pay 50,000 rand. So we are pitching at the level of the state sector. However, we are aware that we must do much more, and that counts for the public sector and the private sector, to look for ways, creative ways, to fund students in the future.
How creative can you get?
I think in the private sector you can call upon the JSE companies, upon the CEOs, ask them that if they implement the money that they normally spend towards social responsibility would be then allocated to students that's in financial need, and I think that is a possible solution. The other solution is that we do earmark a particular percentage of our revenue to create bursaries for those that do qualify, are passionate to study, but unfortunately don't have the means.
Yeah. Having said all of that, there is a demand that you're catering to right now, and with that you continue to pursue your strategy to migrate your six private higher education brands into one Stadio multiversity. What progress are you making on that front?
The good thing, Alicia, is that the CHE, that's the Council on Higher Education, and the DHET, those are the two bodies that actually regulate the environment. They do give us very good support. As a matter of fact, they like us becoming one, because then it will be much easier to control quality.
Yeah.
It will be easier for us to market. And obviously, you have one set of policies. And then, obviously, the students will also feel much more safe and secure.
And what you derive from that, of course, is better efficiencies in the long term. Chris, this, however, could result in additional costs in the short to medium term. So how much do you see this costing you, and how long before you start reaping maximum reward?
I don't think it will be material. There'll definitely be costs. Now, our target date to amalgamate all the brands will be 1st of July next year. We started in 2018 already. So the typical costs will be the IT system to cater for the off-campus students, but then again, we already budgeted for that. Mm-hmm. Then you refer to cost savings in terms of centralizing many functions, because all the brands currently have their own HR department, their own marketing department, etc., etc. And you know, shareholders can look forward to see material cost savings in the future once we are one.
Okay, once you are one, of course, this is all part of your expansion strategy, along with developing additional key programs, both on and off campus, and then exploring geographic expansion of program offerings as well. Why are you exploring Greenfield now more so than you have in the past?
Yes, so many parents ask me, so this Stadio, are you already operating? Where's the kids? Because they are typically used to a macro environment like WITS, UJ, etc., etc. Now, currently we are accommodating our students in 14 different buildings. And for us to illustrate visibility, we are heading to create our first what we call multi-faculty campus that will accommodate anything between 3,000 and 5,000 students. And as we mentioned this morning in the press releases, our first one will be constructed this year and will hopefully open January 2021. Now, the argument is we are heading to accommodate 100,000 students over time, as we said a couple of times. Now, there are still those students that would like to bond with a physical campus. We anticipate that about 20,000 of the 100,000 students will still be on-campus students, and that is why we are heading to create more space for on-campus students.
And is the acquisitive opportunity just too scant right now?
There are not a lot of brands to be purchased. We purchased about 6 brands, and thankfully we then accumulated almost 85 solid qualifications, spread it over 5 faculties when we did those acquisitions. So for the time we are sorted, and we can then, once we're won, use those qualifications, migrate it into the different faculties, and deliver all those qualifications on one campus.
Okay, so you're filling up the pipeline here, where of course the focus for you has always been widening access to quality and relevant higher education programs in Southern Africa, skills appropriate programs to suit the demands of the economy. What kind of feed through are you seeing as far as job placements of your graduates are concerned?
We adopted a policy and we implemented a monitoring system to track the students post-graduation to see whether they actually get jobs. Now, the different brands did it to a certain extent, but it will be done much more aggressively in future. The current stats that we have is actually very inspiring, because most of the students get jobs in the first year after graduating. Let us also tell the viewers about the definition of a multiversity. A multiversity is a place for higher learning, A. B, it delivers degrees, and the curricula are all aligned with the needs of companies and industries, and that is what we stand for.
Okay, well, let's leave it there. Thanks so much, Chris, for having joined us in studio this evening. Always a pleasure. Chris van der Merwe is CEO of Stadio.